This is Apollo Control, Houston. At 55 hours, 38 minutes into the flight. And we've been asked for reaction here in the control center during that television passage. I think the remark from Lovell that got the most reaction was in his description of the blue and brown earth and not being sure whether he would land on it. This triggered a tremendous spike of laughter, the likes of which I can't recall, which immediately settled down to business. And in general, the room, there was just zero talking going on in the room at the time, except what we all heard from Mike Collins in an exchange with the crew. And as we've been talking, the Apollo 8 has passed the into the moon sphere of influence, and quite literally, this is a historic landmark in spaceflight, because for the first time, a crew is literally out of this world. They are under the influence of another celestial body. The moon, from which they are 33,821 straight line nautical miles. We indicated earlier our space digital's chart at some point, not yet completely clear, will switch over and start giving us moon-related values. That switch just took place, and we immediately have configured our velocity is now 3,989 feet per second in relation to the moon. And the last value in relation to the Earth was 3,261 feet per second in relation to the Earth. We'll see this number grow now, the moon-related figure, over the coming period. We have some tape just prior to the start of this transmission. We'll play that for you now.
Houston, Apollo 8 returning.
And that wraps it up from Apollo 8. Now presently 33,681 miles from the moon and moving in a moon-related velocity 3,989 feet per second. At 55 hours, 42 minutes into the mission, this is Apollo Control, Houston.